survey. Foreign furry novels. I recently heard an article, the furry novel that nobody has read, published in Anthro-32, November-December 2011. It is about the Dutch about Reinhard the Fox, Van der Mos Reinhard, by Robert van Genechten, published in 1941. The reason that I had not read it is that it was only published in Dutch, which I do not read. Yes, I once had a copy. The reason I said that nobody else has read it is that it is a very anti-Semitic pro-Nazi talking animal satire that equates rhinoceroses with Jews. There was never an English language edition, and due to modern anti-hate literature laws in America and most Western European nations, it could not be reprinted or translated today. Correction. At least one modern Dutch neo-Nazi group is trying to keep the 1941 Dutch edition available. But what about other, modern furry novels in foreign languages that have never had English language translations? They certainly exist, and furry fans in France, Germany and other nations can read them in their own countries, and they theoretically could be translated into English someday. What and NBSP have we English language readers been missing? Dutch, French, German, Indonesian, Japanese, Russian, Spanish, Swedish, other English. Dutch even though this was the subject of my previous article, for the record I will include it here again. About Reinhard the Fox, by Robert van Genechten, was a pro-Nazi modern sequel to the medieval Reinhard the Fox tale, intended as a new literature for the New Order. A wandering tribe of rhinoceros merchants, blatant caricatures of Jews, come to the animal kingdom and try to surreptitiously take it over. Reinhard the Fox leads the heroic National Socialist common animals in unmasking and killing the rhinoceroses. Van Genechten was an influential official in the Dutch collaborationist government that the Germans installed in 1940, and he used his influence to get About Reinhard the Fox published. It was withdrawn from sale as soon as the Netherlands were liberated in May 1945, and has been unavailable since then, unless you have Dutch neo-Nazi contacts. Anton Coolhaas, 1912-1992, is a famous name in modern Dutch literature. Of interest to furry fans is that he wrote almost 60 short stories featuring anthropomorphized animals, modern animal fables with the animals standing in for human folly. He emphasizes the body as an impediment to the mind, with a constant battle against a paralyzing and distorting loneliness. Two of his best-known stories feature the pig Mr. Tip and the gull Tractal. However, his animal stories are mostly scattered among his other works. Coolhaas' only concentrated animal story volume is Crazy White, and other animal stories, Gekwit, Enandia Deer in Verhalen, a long-standing school favorite, voted 26th on a list of the 50 greatest Dutch books. This is a 1959 collection of four stories. The Great Stitching, with the Pike Wampy. Crazy White, with the Grey Mouse Crack. A Man in the Head, with the Elephant Bran Owl. And Fish Without Mire, with the Sparrow Mire. A lengthy description of Crazy White, for classroom discussion, is Crack, a common grey mouse, sees a white mouse sitting in the vault. He goes to his paper basket in the office. He is very confused by his discovery of the white mouse. He imagines that perhaps there are 10,000 white mice, and tells this to the foreman Frot. When he returns to the basement, Frot immediately takes action. Crack is not involved because Frot dismissed his concern. Frot goes to the other grey mice and brings to them the story of the 10,000 white mice. Crack, however, is obsessed with staring at the white mouse, who in his eyes carries a strange aura of greatness. He also goes into the vault, but is driven by hunger and cold to return to the floor. The white mouse belongs in a glass bowl, but has been driven out by his neuroses. He is an outcast and a fool, who clings to the vault, for fear of being chased. The grey mice are particularly worried about the thousands of white mice that they do not see. After some time, the white mouse lies dead on the floor. Crook goes crazy and hides in his wastebasket. If it is emptied, he hides amidst the rubbish, until he also dies. Kees van Thorn, the publisher of the Dutch SF magazine Orbit from 1977 to 1987, and the chairman of the 1990 World Science Fiction Convention in The Hague, i.e., an expert in Dutch SF and fantasy, asks if Harmon Nielsen's trilogy, The Hidden People, Het Verscholen Volk, counts as furry. It and NBSP features humans and furry aliens, but it focuses on the humans who have been enslaved by the aliens. I'll take his word for it that the conquering aliens are sufficiently furry. That is the plot of Pandora's Planet, by Christopher Anvil, Doubleday and Co., May 1972, 233p, in which Earth is conquered by the Leonine Centra Galactic Empire, and that is considered furry. But that humorous story focuses on the sympathetic centrans with their tawny fur and their lashing tails. In Nielsen's first novel, The Hidden People, the people of Earth are taken away in the slave ships of the Kazan. Only the smallest and most vulnerable are left, driven out of the cities to wander the plains and the rivers. Survival has become not of the strongest, but of the weakest. Kol had wondered about the woman. He saw that she remained in the shadows and alleys of the city, avoiding the streets. Her people avoided squares. Open space seemed to them a source of fear. They collected their food in slums and cellars. Fungi, roots, grasses and small animals, who sought their own food. They lived in twilight. But she lived. And they had light. When the second night had fallen, he marveled at the light that radiated from their cellars. Not until the dawn of the next day did he see its source. A child slipped through a door, and disappeared into an alley, with a blue flame trembling in his hand. What powers did this small, hidden people have? How did they survive? By keeping unnoticed by the Kazan remaining on Earth. But now, after 3 centuries, they must choose between their own lives and the frail, quiet, others that they have saved for so long. The Hidden People, a compelling thriller, combines fantasy and legend in beautifully expressive language. Harmon Nielsen has created a magical world full of speed and action into which the reader is irresistibly sucked. Translated Publishers Synopsis. In the second novel, The Last Hunt, if most humans have been carried off in the slave ships of the Kazan, those remaining are especially vulnerable. For them the goal is survival of the weakest, not the strongest. If seen, they are beaten to death by the Kazan guards. After 3 centuries, their guards have now grown old, and near their end. But one of them refuses to accept her fate. She calls for the return of the Kazan to Earth, risking certain death for the remainder of humanity. Kol leads the final exodus from the city, accompanied by Glez, the caravan girl, Sparrow, the young speaker, and Brit, a tiny woman from the basement people. How their trip went was told in The Hidden People, the first book in the great cycle of novels. But 12 years later, Kol's group face unexpected consequences. An almost forgotten risk takes new forms. And he, Sparrow, and the others gather desperately for the last hunt. A Dutch funny animal comic album in the conclusion, The High City, again, 12 years have passed. Dusk has fallen on the world of the hidden people. Some are too old now and seek shelter in one of the ruined cities that they once avoided. Past victories seem to lead to defeat, but despite old hatreds, indications are that Sparrow and her children must lead the peoples of the plains and rivers. In fading light, they face enemies they did not know, while their father leads their hunts away into the dark. Van Thorn says that in addition to Harmon Nielsen's novels, there are many Dutch or Flemish funny animal comic strips and books, especially the collections of the beloved Tom Puss, Tom Pose newspaper strip by Martin Toonder. Funny animal comics are outside the scope of this article. Besides, there is plenty of information on the internet in English about Tom Puss and Toonder's other newspaper comics, for those who are interested. I recommend The Looniverse. Van Thorn recommends NRC Lux, in Dutch. Van Genechten, Robert. Van den Vos Reynad. Illustrated by Martin Muldijk. De Amsterdamsche Kuur Kamer, March 1941, 98 pages. Koolhaas, A. Gekwit, N. and de Verinverhalen. G. A. van Oerschot, December 1959, 138 p. Contains and NBSB het broodstikken, Gekwit, Een Manet in de Kop, and de Vis van der Meijer. Nielsen, Harmon. Het Verscholen Volk, Fantasy Roman. Illustrated by Maurice Hoff. In the Keep's Chair, November 2003, 251 pages. Nielsen, Harmon. The Last Jacht, Fantasy Roman. Illustrated by Maurice Hoff. In the Keep's Chair, November 2004, 343 pages. Nielsen, Harmon. The Hoogstad, Fantasy Roman. Illustrated by Maurice Hoff. In the Keep's Chair, February 2006, 439 pages. French. There have been enough French novels with anthropomorphic or semi-human animals published in English over the years, for 2 examples, The Rumor in the Forest, by Madeleine Coupe. Translated by Marguerite Waldman. Collins, March 1947, 144 p., 4 Domestic Animal Friends, Seco the Cat, Rahu the Dog, Braithwaite the Pigeon, and Muck the Rabbit, try, unsuccessfully, to escape from humans to live in feral freedom, and Pigtails, a novel of lust and transformations, by Marie Dariussec. Translated by Linda Coverdale. The New Press, May 1997, 151 p., reviewed in YARF. #49, July 1997, all humans slowly metamorphose into animals, and struggle to retain their humanity with their new animal instincts, Lots of interspecies sex ensues, that I feel certain that there must be many others that have never been translated. Dariasek is also the author of Zoo, Short Stories, Editions PL, March 2006, 250p, 15 bizarre short stories. In one, women do not have periods, but slough their skins like snakes, once a month. But from the synopsis, only a minority feature anthropomorphized animals, or humans with animal characteristics. To cite a more impressive example, although one that really stretches the definition, because humans play the role of oppressed furries, the French SF novel, Hommes en Série, by Stephen Well, Editions Fleuve Noir, Forime Trimester 1957, 187 pages, which was adapted into the 1973 award-winning animated movie Fantastic Planet by René Laloux, was not published in English until November 2010, as Fantastic Planet, by Creation Books, over 50 years later. So there is hope that the untranslated novels below may yet see an English-language edition someday. In 1991, Bernard Werber wrote a science fiction novel, Les Formes, Le Livre du Contact, about intelligent ants that try to conquer the world, ed. Alvin Mitchell, March 1991, 351p. It was translated into English by Margaret Rocks as Empire of the Ants in 1996, Bantam UK, March 1996, 275p, also reviewed in YAF. Hash 49, July 1997, American edition in February 1999, but it was only the first book of a trilogy. Its two sequels, The Day of the Ants and The Revolution of the Ants, have never been published in English, nor has been the single-volume collection, The Trilogy of the Ants. Many American and German detective cat murder mysteries have been translated into French, but the French do not seem to have any original books in this field. It is the rare publisher who can resist the cat equals chat pun in their translated titles, such as Catastrophe, though. There are also very many French funny animal comic books, or Franco-Belgian. For some reason, the majority of French-language funny animal comics seem to be by Belgian cartoonists, and published simultaneously in the French-speaking part of Belgium with a Dutch-slash-Flemish edition, far more than French adult novels with anthropomorphic animals. Werber, Bernard. Le Jour des Formes. Le Livre de la Confrontation, ed. Alvin Mitchell, November 1992, 463 pages. Werber, Bernard. La Révolution des Formes, Le Livre de la Comprehension, ed. Alvin Mitchell, May 1996, 533 pages. Werber, Bernard. La Trilogie des Formes, Le Livre de Poche, January 2004, 1393 pages. German. For an equally unknown reason, Germany has reversed the children's funny animal slash adult anthropomorphic animal comic book trend. Aside from Rolf Korker's mega-popular Fix and Foxy comics, all of Germany's funny animal comics are translations or adaptations of foreign comic books. It is in the area of adult novels that original German anthropomorphized animals proliferate. Murder mysteries featuring intelligent cat detectives have long been popular in Germany. Asterisk. As long ago as 1819, E.T.A. Hoffman wrote The Life and Opinions of the Tomcat Murr, the autobiography of Murr, a cat. Among many other feline activities, Murr comments on the murder of his friend Musius. But Murr has been published in English, Penguin Classics, 1999. In 1988 in America, Christopher Reed wrote The Big Scratch, a Manx Makati adventure, a satirical gritty PI murder mystery featuring cats, Ballantine Books. A second Makati adventure, The Curse of the White Cat, Der Flutsch der Weißen Katze, was announced, but it was never published in America. A German edition of The Big Scratch was published as Die Katzen Gang in 1995, and the sequel was published there in 1996 as The Curse of the White Cat, a hard-boiled cat detective story. Felidi, TFC Tree Company Film Production, Hamburg, directed by Michael Shark, 82 minutes. Felidi was dubbed into English, but never released theatrically. However, the English dub was released on VHS video and Laserdisc. It became a programming favorite at furry conventions for about the next 5 years, until everyone was sick of it. The dub is now on the German DVD. The film is a close adaptation of the novel. In my opinion, its main problem is that the plot is too compressed and fast-paced. Details are omitted. In the novel, Francis walks into a murder scene, studies it slowly, thinks for a few moments, and gives his theory about what happened. In the movie, Francis is telling his theory as he walks into the scene, without taking time to study it, which makes him seem like a shallow know-it-all. In 1989, a Keith Pirins, I wrote Felidy, the cat detective story, a grisly murder mystery set among house cats, Wilhelm Goldmann Verlag, January 1989, 287p. It has been popular enough that Pirins has written 7 sequels to date, and Felidy was made into an animated cartoon feature in November 1994. But only Felidy, translated by Ralph Noble, and its first sequel, Francis Roman, Felidy Roman 2, as Felidy on the Road, translated by Anthea Bell, Kindle, now down, have been published in English. In the last 3 or 4 years, there has been a flood of animal detective murder mysteries. Deathwind, The Feline Friend Who Hunts Killers, by Manu Wirtz, was published in January 2010, and is in its fourth printing already. It could serve as a textbook example of what a basic cat murder mystery should be like. Julie is a typical cat of the Eiffel, born on a farm, and living with Marik and Jonas in Polsdorf. At lunch, she overhears a conversation between her humans about a puzzling murder case in neighboring Wolsdorf. A human friend of Julie, the man who raised her as a kitten, has just been brutally killed. Julie decides to investigate the crime herself, and roams back to Wolsdorf. She comes back to her birthplace, and meets her many relatives. There, she learns more details. A suspicious farmer took over the victim's farm many years ago in a swap of arable land. He leased the land a little later to profitable wind energy operators. The farmer felt tricked by the land swap, and was furious. There was a public dispute between the two. The suspect made himself suspicious, because he accepted a bribe from the wind power operators, and ensured that their applications would be approved easily. There are plenty of clues for Julie to investigate. She secretly enters houses, searching for trespassers and evidence. She also accepts the help of relatives and other interested parties with velvet paws. She uses her sharp mind and her cat intelligence. She manages to place key evidence so that the investigating police and the crowd of people who need it almost stumble upon it. At the crime scene itself, she makes a sensational discovery that brings them to track down the killer. At the end, she makes a major contribution to the exposure of a corruption scandal, as well as to solving the murder. Even if others reap the laurels, she is the real detective. Translated publisher's synopsis. In Fool's Gold, Serrano Investigates, by Christine Anloff, the cat Serrano and Commissioner Lieberman of Sands House I Palace determine on their own paw to track down the lost hearts of their ladies. Soon they realize that they can only solve the cases together. A warm, funny and very exciting thriller in the shade of the Royal Parks and Walls of Potsdam. Serrano, the proudest Tom in Potsdam, quarrels with his friend Aurelia. She wants to mate with him, but he has just been neutered. The next day, Aurelia is swallowed by the earth. At the same time, Inspector Hendrik Lieberman falls in love with a beautiful stranger, who has drifted to the gates of Sands House I. Two sets, a smile, and it happens to him. The next time, he meets the smile on a missing person report. Charlotte Albinghaus, journalist, has disappeared without a trace. Both Lieberman and Serrano sniff in all corners of their very suspiciously friendly neighborhood. When they find a corpse, they know the murderer's trail leads to both crimes. Christine Anloff, a resident of Potsdam, received the German Cats Crime Prize, which was awarded in 2010 for the first time, for this title. A Case for Two. Christine Anloff tells of a new investigative duo. This is also described as the first book in a series about Serrano and Commissioner Lieberman. Note and NBSB the pun in the title. Cats and Gold, or Fool's Gold, and Cats and Cats. The second, Cat's Moon. The Cat Serrano Investigates, Cats and Moon. Cata Serrano Ermitelt, was published in August 2012. In all cases, hangovers and women only bring trouble. While hungover, Serrano agrees to search for his ex-lover Marge's clumsy daughter. The bumbling Commissioner Lieberman simply cannot believe how much trouble his girlfriend Nico can get into. A headless corpse turns up, and despite a pathologist providing him with plenty of information, Lieberman feels completely at sea. Meanwhile, Serrano is on the bloody trail of an eerie shadow, who has attacked 3 female Persian cats in the neighborhood. Perhaps the old babbler is behind it. His brutal hangover makes it hard for him to prepare for the final battle. Serrano is in demand to restore order in the district. But to succeed, he must work together with Lieberman. And still they come. Andrea Schacht has burst onto the scene with, not murder mysteries, but a plethora of intelligent cat romances in the last few years. And they all sound just too cute to see. The Witch Cat, a novel, presents the magic of four paws. Dima McMillan has finally separated from her husband, to build her 14-year-old daughter Mickey a new life. This includes owning their own house. As soon as they have established themselves, a pregnant cat crosses their path, who decides to have her kittens in their home. But then Dima suddenly discovers that the cat has mysterious powers, and rewrites the most beautiful cat bestsellers. Translated Publisher's Synopsis. In Hunter's Moon, in the realm of the Cat Queen, a novel, Bastet Merritt, the queen of the cat kingdom of Trefelin, visits our world to say farewell to her dying human friend Jessa. But a catastrophe occurs. Bastet loses her magic ank, and is not only trapped in our world, but also in the body of a defenseless cat. Her only chance is an earring, which she once gave to Jessa, which has the same capabilities as the ank. But Jessa has given the talisman to her granddaughter Feli, and not prepared the young woman for her heritage. Feli has no idea what to expect when three fairly inexperienced males in human form suddenly show up, looking for their queen. Finn, the brother of Feli's best friend, is also implicated in the affair. And besides, he is still in love with her. As if Feli did not have enough problems of her own. In Christmas Cats, cats love Christmas. There can only be Christmas with cats. What happens if a shooting star transforms into a magical cat? Or if a slightly overweight drunkard and an angel join forces? Andrea Schacht tells the story of the secret connection between man and cat and of miracles that suddenly come true. Two wonderful, highly amusing cat tales, The Heavenly Christmas Cat and The Cat and the Christmas Angel, the best of Andrea Schacht. In Her Two Cats Under the Christmas Tree, Christmas is the celebration of love and cats. Mola, a respected street cat, brings Chris, his new master, the meaning of Christmas. Plush and Plunder are antique shop cats, who keep Christmas even under the biggest stress. Christmas with Plush and Plunder. Ginger, a young red-headed woman, inherits an antique shop from her godmother and a lot of problems. But luckily she has her cats Plush and Plunder to keep Christmas from becoming too stressful. Shortly before the holiday another man appears in the store, who finds more than just the two gorgeous cats. Christmas Cats and Marshmallows. When Chris gets involved just before Christmas, the young man suddenly has a problem. When Mola, a brawling street cat, is hurt, he has to care for the animal. What is Chris to do with a cat? But soon he realizes that the brawler is no ordinary cat. In Schacht's The Flying Christmas Hangover, as Christmas approaches, Chardal does nothing better than to dream of flying. But the carpet, rolled up, in which the large-eared tiger cat came from India in an aircraft's belly to Germany, just does not rise into the air. Shortly before Christmas comes Chardal's big moment, when his wife Amita's person, a pilot for a major airline, gets into serious trouble. He recognizes his magical abilities, and that carpets can fly after all. And, by the way, he can help Amita in amorous ways. A magical love story, the new Christmas bestseller by Andrea Schacht. Another punny title, Weihnacht Skater equals Christmas Cat slash Drunkard. Phew. I can't stand anymore, even if this is supposed to be a complete list. Andrea Schacht has also written The Cat with the Golden Eyes, The Cats Will Be Who Brings Tomorrow, Five Cats Under the Christmas Tree, Two Weren't Enough. This one presents five different cats through the ages from Roman times to today, The Listener in the Confessional, A Cloistered Cat Monastery, A Novel, Looking for the Christmas Cat, Mac Tiger, A Highlander on Velvet Paws, Mittens, A Cat at Sea, The Twin Christmas Cats, and Three About a Cat Named Tiger, The Day with Tiger, Tiger's Journey, A Novel, and Tiger on the Track. From the covers, the artists can't agree on what breed of cat Tiger is, and more. These may not all feature anthropomorphized cats, but I don't care enough to find out. Her latest is The Hunter's Ring, a novel. April 2012. Katharina Layden considers herself a realistic young woman, who does not believe in the supernatural, until the evening when a talking cat visits her. Eva Berberich is another author, whose many novels are heavily felinized. I can't tell how many of them are mysteries with anthropomorphized cats, but All for the Cat, November 2001, features a talking cat named Mephistopheles, and a four-pawed heavenly event. A Christmas Cat Crime, October 2011, has a cat, who dreams of winning a writing contest. With stunning feline charm and blackmail, he persuades his owner to transcribe and submit his imaginative story. Asterisk Where There Are Cats, Can Dogs Be Far Behind? Beth and Truffles, A Dog Detective Story of the Piedmont, by Carsten Sebastian Henn, features Giacomo, a dog detective, who is a gourmet and wine lover and a truffle connoisseur. One reviewer synopsized, One morning the sleepy village of Rimella is deserted. On the tables, the dishes still stand, in the gardens, washing still hangs. As the wind chimes tinkle, the dog Niccolo desperately searches for his people. Only the experienced truffle dog Giacomo helps him investigate the accident and work together to prevent one even greater. A deadly adventure begins for the two. That reviewer went on to praise the novel, but she was in the minority. The majority of reviewers complained that the plot was confused, and the depiction of animals, Digestich, Tumhund, Wolf, Baron, Marder, Crevan and Kaysen, especially the friendly wild wolf pack, was too unrealistic. That did not stop the author and publisher from releasing a sequel the next year, Blood and Barolo, a dog detective story of the Piedmont. For centuries, Pharaoh's hounds, the national dog of Malta, have stood guard in front of the Shroud of Turin in the Duomo di San Giovanni station, an honorable task. The inexperienced Amadeus has only just begun his service when the Shroud is stolen. Now he is disowned by his proud family. Fortunately, both the lovable sniffer Niccolo and Giacomo, the perpetrator of tricks to come to help him. Giacomo is resigned to his old age, even though he still likes his Barolo, a Piedmontese red wine, but his excellent nose is still reliable. In the castle park of Stupinigi they find the legendary Shroud. But who is behind the robbery? For the clever four-legged friends, a wild chase begins. These seem to be Hen's only Hundi Crimini. Since then he has continued writing culinarisha criminal roman, but featuring human detectives. In Willie of Belden, Who Diggeth a Pit? A dog detective story, by Dory Jones, in a sleepy village in the Hunsrook, where dogs and cats say goodnight, and little exciting happens, a mutilated corpse is found. The face of the dead man has been removed, and replaced by a comic police officer's mask. Willie, a zippy terrier, and his mistress, an archaeologist with a heartache, trip during a walk over the police case, and get involved in the investigation. An ancient artifact, and the scent of a foreign dog puts them on the track of the murderer. As more people die, all colleagues of Willie's lord and master, he smelleth a perfidious conspiracy in the otherwise tranquil world of Saarland archaeology. Willie must now decide to act on its own, since he sees a threat to the life of his family. And actually, the recent American mysteries with talking to the reader, dog detectives have been translated into German, which are noted here just to emphasize how popular animal detective novels are in Germany. The first two of J.F. Inglot's Bull Moose Dog Run mystery series about Randolph, the Black Labrador with A Nose for Murder, A Dog About Town, and A Dog Among Diplomats, Bantam Bell, 2007 and 2008, have become The Sniffer, A Dog Detective Story, 2009, and Callus, A Case for the Sniffer, A Dog Detective Story, 2010. The third, A Dog at Sea, A Bull Moose Dog Run mystery, 2009, will likely be translated next. All three have already been translated into Italian. The first of the New York Times best-selling Chet and Bernie series, by Spencer Quinn, Atria Books, Dog on It, 2008, Thereby Hangs a Tale, 2010, To Fetch a Thief, 2010, and The Dog Who Knew Too Much, 2011, has become the 2009 hardcover Bernie and Chet, The Trail of the Missing Girl, A Dog Detective Story, the 2011 paperback retitled simply Bernie and Chet, A Dog Detective Story, 2011. This has also been translated into multiple languages. Asterisk also Talking Sheep Detectives, Glenkill. A Sheep Detective Story, by Leonis Wan, Munich, Wilhelm Goldmann Verlag, August 2005, published in English as Three Bags Full. A Sheep Detective Story, by Leonis Wan, translated by Anthea Bell. London, Doubleday, June 2006. Reviewed in Anthro-13, September-October 2007. Swan has just written its sequel, Garou, Werewolf, a sheep thriller, which has not been published in English yet, but a British edition will probably come out next year or so. The bleatings continue, a new case for Miss Maple and Co. It is the start of a new, irresistible adventure for the sheep of Three Bags Full. Together with their shepherdess Rebecca they leave their Irish home and take up their long-awaited trip. In France they settle into winter quarters in the shadow of a remote castle, and in fact it could get pretty comfortable, were it not for the goats on the Nashbawade, the mysterious warning of an alien sheep, and the general unease before the snow. A man in the wolf spells. Whispering goats, and people. A werewolf. A loup garou. Or is it only a figment of our imagination? When a corpse is found in the forest, it quickly becomes unclear who is more dangerous. The garou, or its hunters. It is clear that the sheep quickly must bring light into the darkness, in order to protect themselves and their shepherdess. And you will soon follow with proven sheeply logic a track that leads you first through the corridors of the castle and the snow flurries of forests. Publisher's synopsis, actually, Garou, means fearsome supernatural monster, or shapeshifter. It is an archaic, middle French word that exists today only in the French, loup garou, or wolf shapeshifter, for werewolf. Asterisk or pigs. The ne'er-do-wells. A Big Detective Story, by Arne Blum in 2010, introduced Kim, a carefree domestic pig living on the farm of Robert, a celebrated painter. Kim is shocked when Robert is murdered in her barn, dying after giving her the clue, Clover. When the police suspect Robert's girlfriend Girl, Kim and her own lover, the wild boar Lunk, must investigate to find the real killer. Kim has been spending the days making beautiful eyes with the audacious Lunk. But now she must follow her nose, and this one digs up very human dregs of greed, blackmail and murder. Crime is good piggy fun, cheeky, charming and entertaining, said one reviewer. Blum followed it up a year later with Limelight, a pig detective story. If people do dirty tricks, pigs have nothing to laugh about. A new case for the ne'er-do-wells. Domestic pig Kim and wild boar Lunk are back and become involved in a criminal case to which a note in a wine collar leads. A drug courier is murdered, a photographer with a hot air balloon crashes, and a killer kills a pig. Now even the pigs get involved. Girl Miller saved the pigs from the slaughterhouse and gave them a home. But the animals have no quiet life on the farm. They are too close when two murders are committed, and the killers do not stop from taking animals' lives. A bloody extortion costs us one's life, after which they can only believe that it's one of the pig's turn. Now the trough is full to overflowing. The smart house pig Kim calls the boar Lunk for help, and together they create an absolute porcine style of detection. Blum's third adventure with Kim and Lunk, A Beautiful Mess, a pig detective story, was just published in June 2012. Kim and her lover Lunk, the wild boar, witness a murder. The two swine cannot tell the humans, which frustrates them terribly. The victim was their swineherd, and their trough will remain empty until the humans solve the crime. To make matters worse, a bitter rival of Lunk shows up, just in time to add to the confusion. There is a fiery showdown between humans and pigs, which leads to a beautiful mess. Asterisk or Geese. Approaching Death, a Goose Detective Story, by Karin Burgrath, quickly hopped onto the animal detective bandwagon. When the heron Neptune is found at dawn with a gaping beak and a large hole in his chest, it's the end of the idyll at the campsite. The camper Alex finds the body a little later, and fear spreads. Of course, Commissioner Eners gropes in the dark, and there is only one who can take the matter in hand. Tom Gander. Tom is a CSI fan, and his idol is Thomas Magnum. Together with his assistant, Rio, the cormorant, Tom must solve a tricky case, and both risk their lives to help the wingless commissioner. Burgrath's second, Tom Gander thriller, Murder in Low-Level Flight, a Goose Detective Story, was published in August 2012. Death comes on silent wings. A corpse lies in the reeds. When Tom Gander sees the crime scene, he immediately realizes that the wingless commissioner's hump and readers will once more turn a simple murder into a complicated case. The caper can only be solved by the feathered investigators Tom Gander, Rio the cormorant, and Mectra, the young lady cockatoo, who not only talks, but then unpacks. Asterisk or insects. For the record, British author Paul Shipton's Bug Muldoon satirical children's insect detective series has been translated into German, at first as juvenile novels, but also now repackaged as adult mysteries, e.g. The Bug, an insect detective story, Fisher, November 2000, now up to its 10th printing. Asterisk, there are a slew of horse detective stories, but as far as I can tell, they all feature normal dumb horses, whose amateur detective human riders do all the sleuthing. Finally, animals in general. Mysteries with Fur and Snouts, an anthology of exciting animal mysteries, edited by Manu Wirtz, presents short stories featuring beasts from throughout the animal kingdom. They crawl stealthily onto the crime scene. Their beady eyes behold the horror of the sky. With sensitive noses, they smell the fear and anger of the perpetrator. Their skin is hairy, scaly, bristly, feathery or glossy. In the minds of animals, thoughts turn to hunger, vengeance, justice, and murder. 8 exciting animal short stories are waiting for you, written by experienced authors and as colorful as a butterfly's dress. The editor of this animal detective anthology is Manu Wirtz. The other authors are Anke Hurkacer, Marianne Becker, Aisterman Cornelia, Isalexa Mayer, Christine K. Haas, Michael Harry Liedtke, and Carsten Koch, with illustrations by Gabriel Merle. Don't think that all German furry novels are animal murder mysteries and romances. Some are science and NBSP fiction. Struna, by Manuel Carisius, sounds rather like the fursuit film Bitter Lake. The land of the Seven Kingdoms is in chaos. The king of the north has been murdered. For Wolf of the Struna folk, half human, half animal, this is not a reason for excitement. But as he by chance overhears the conversation of the conspirators, he recognizes that all seven realms of Leshtanar are in great danger. Together with three other Strunas, Wolf decides to turn the assassin's craft against them. For the brave Struna, who starts the adventure of your life, the publisher again. The Abolition of the Species, by Dietmar Bath, is set 500 years in the future, when humanity is almost extinct, and has been superseded by the people, a hybridization of humans and felines ruled by a lion. But war breaks out, the lion is overthrown, and the people flee into space, where they mutate. The publicity calls this Bath's magnum opus, and compares it to the works of Douglas Adams, George Orwell, and Philip K. Dick. Huh? The reviewers were not kind to it. Chandra's World, by Susan Schwartz, is a 2010 reissue of Perry Rhodan Planet Novel #357, not to be confused with Perry Rhodan University Magazine #357, which is completely different, first published in December 1992. Lessar, a human with amnesia marooned on the planet Tulsan, befriends Chandri, a wolf son Lichen, Wolftor, and gets involved in the politics of the primitive Wolftor natives there. Thank Roscoe that Perry's interstellar ilt friend Ducky, Pucky in the few Perry Rhodan novels translated into English, the incredibly cute telepathic telekinetic teleporting mouse beaver, was the last of his species, not counting his son Jumpy. Otherwise this list might have to include numerous Planet of the Mouse Beavers novels among the more than 3,500 PR novels published so far. There is a German fan-written and self-published collection of four stories, Fox Stories, I suppose that the pun Fox Tales has been overused, by Dag Fromfold, illustrated by his girlfriend Caroline Baumwolf, that contains various anthros, most prominently foxes, in an anthro-slash-human world. The stories are The Delinquent, Wilderness in Chains, Checkmate, and Night Dust. Most of the other books in this article merely feature intelligent animals, this one is definitely furry. It is sold only by the author, and all profits go to wild animal shelters that take care of injured slash orphaned fox kits. Reed, Christopher. Der Flutsch der Weißen Katze. Ein Königer Katzenkrimi. Barstelub Verlag, November 1996, 157 pages. Pirinsai, Akif. Cave Canum. Ein Felidi Roman. Wilhelm Goldmann GmbH, August 1999, 285 pages. Pirinsai, Akif. Das Duel. Ein Felidi Roman. Eichborn Verlag, October 2002, 320 pages. Pirinsai, Akif. Salroma exclamation. Ein Felidi Roman. Eichborn Verlag, March 2004, 270 pages. Kindle edition. Pirinsai, Akif. Shandtat. Ein Felidi Roman. Diana Verlag, January 2009, 336 pages. Kindle edition. Pirinsai, Akif. Felipolis. Ein Felidi Roman. Diana Verlag, October 2011, 352 pages. Kindle edition. Pirinsai, Akif. Goethebleich. Ein Felidi Roman. Cain Verlag, September 2012, 352 pages. Wirtz, Manu. Toad's Wind. Samt Thought of Murderjagd. Illustrated by Gabriel Merle. Norderstedt. Books on Demand, January 2010, 156 pages. Anloff, Christine. Katzengold, Serrano Ermitelt. Roman. Gustav Kiepenhuer, May 2010, 408 pages. Anloff, Christine. Katzenmund, Kata Serrano Ermitelt. Aufbaut Aschenbach, August 2012, 400 pages. Schacht, Andrea. Katzenweihacht. Aufbaut Aschenbach, October 2009, 223 pages. Schacht, Andrea. Hexenkatze, Roman. Aufbaut Aschenbach, February 2011, 309 pages. Schacht, Andrea. Gegemund, im Reich der Katzenkönigin, Roman. Penfeligen Verlag, August 2011, 448 pages. Schacht, Andrea. Zwei Katzen unterm Weihnachtsbaum. Aufbaut Aschenbach, October 2011, 288 pages. Schacht, Andrea. Der Fliegend Weihnachtskater, Roman. Routen and Loaning, October 2011, 140 pages. Schacht, Andrea. Der Ring der Jägerin, Roman. Landmalet Taschenbach Verlag, April 2012, 448 pages. Berberich, Eva. Alles für den Kater. Deutsche Taschenbach Verlag, November 2001, 256 pages. Berberich, Eva. Ein himmlischer Fall für Meerfoten, Weihnachtliche Katzenkrimi. Deutsche Taschenbach Verlag, October 2011, 368 pages. Hen, Carsten Sebastian. Todd and Truffle. Ein Hundekrimi aus dem Piemont. Ulstein Taschenbach, April 2009, 336 pages. 10. Carsten Sebastian. Blatt and Barolo. Ein Fundikrimios dem Piemont. Ulstein Taschenbuch, December 2010, 352 pages. Jones, Dory. Willy von Melden, Werander ein Brubrebt. Stefan Moll, November 2008, 216 pages. Swan, Leonie. Garu. Ein Schaffriller. Wilhelm Goldmann Verlag, October 2011, 416 pages. Blum, Arne. Sorband, Ein Schweinekrimi. Limes Verlag, March 2010, 352 pages. Blum, Arne. Rampensau, Ein Schweinekrimi. Limes Verlag, April 2011, 320 pages. Blum, Arne. Schönsauerei, Ein Schweinekrimi. Limes Verlag, June 2012, 320 pages. Burgraf, Karin. Toddy Manflag. Ein Gänsekrimi. Schurz, February 2011, 299 pages. Burgraf, Karin. Maud im Teiflag. Ein Gänsekrimi. Schurz, August 2012, 352 pages. Works, Manu, ed. Krimis mit Fell und Schnors. Ein Anthologie mit spannenden Tierkrimis. Norderstedt. Books on Demand, August 2011, 160 pages. Carisius, Manuel. Struna, Roman. Kane Verlag, July 2010, 576 pages. Daff, Dietmer. Diebschaff und der Arten. Suhrkamp Verlag, September 2008, 552 pages. Schwartz, Susan. Chandris Welt. Verslag's Union Pable Mowig, May 2010, 160 pages. Fromhold, Dag. Fuchsgeschichten. Illustrated by Caroline Bormwolf. Fuchs.info, August 2008, 217 pages. Contains Der Delinquent, Wildnis in Ketten, Schachmat, and Achtstob. Indian. India has 22 official languages, and SF and fantasy novels going back to the 19th century. However, none of them seem to have furry characters, despite the animal-headed Hindu gods like Ganesha and Hanuman who do not appear in many original novels anyway. There are active Indian animation and comic book industries, but this article does not include those fields. Indonesian, or Malay or Tagalog. Dr. John A. Lent, an authority on Asiatic communication and popular culture, cinema, comic books, literature, etc. Does not know what privately published Southeast Asian furry fan novels there may be, but he feels sure that there is nothing in mainstream Indonesian, Malay, Tagalog, Thai, etc. SF/fantasy that contains anthropomorphic or intelligent animals. The fans on the AnthroAsia forum agree. Holland says that, anthropomorphism is very much a Western concept passed on to this part of the world. When I was growing up, the only exposure to anthropomorphic characters was through children's storybooks or through cartoons on the television. Even the first few books that I did get, Anne McCaffrey's Dragon Riders of Burn, was at a local Borders store or through Amazon. Here, in Singapore, where English is the language of instruction, most of our material originates from the West. And even if they were novels written by Asian writers, it was probably most written in English, to target a more globally reaching audience, or done in a form spanning beyond written language, for example, comics, drawings, manga. Japanese. Unfortunately, nobody from Japan answered my query about adult novels with anthropomorphized animals, and I do not know enough Japanese to research this on my own. I do know that there have been many anthropomorphized animals in children's and adult manga, from Suiho and NBSP Tagawa's Norikuro in the 1930s to Osamu Tezuka's Junjuru Tate in the 1950s, and Fujiko F. Fujio's Doraemon in the 1970s. The greeting card slash gift company Sanrio created its mega popular merchandising star Hello Kitty, the mouthless one's name is Kitty White, for little girls in the 1970s, and today there is every kind of juvenile and adult merchandise from erotic vibrators, for those little girls grown up, to $1.99 Hello Kitty robot that can be programmed to babysit for busy parents. A good example of mature manga is Motofumi Kobayashi's Cat Shit 1, or maybe not so good, since it has been translated into English as Apocalypse Meow, a bloody Vietnam War story with the Americans as rabbits. There is a bilingual pun here, from the Japanese for rabbit, Usagi, to Usagi. The Vietnamese as cats, the French as pigs, the Chinese as pandas, the Japanese as monkeys, the Russians as bears, and so on. Also, cute anthropomorphized animals are very popular in Japan as sports mascots and corporate logos. With all these, there are quite likely some in adult literature as well. Russian. Since this is a study of adult fiction, the juvenile Russian Oz novels of Alexander Volkov, and their sequels by Yuri Kuznetsov, Leonid Vladimirsky, and others are not included. Volkov translated L. Frank Baum's The Wonderful Wizard of Oz in 1939, very loosely. For example, Volkov later explained that he described Kansas as a happy, cheerful land, because if he translated it accurately as Baum wrote it, as cheerless and gray, everyone would have assumed that he had been ordered to change it into anti-American propaganda. Also, he gave Toto an active speaking role. It was so popular that he went on to write 5 sequels of his own, which are full of talking animals and some eyebrow-raising socialist aspects, such as the Oz People's Liberation Army Earth in Jews and his wooden soldiers. They were also so popular that after Volkov's death they were continued by others, or any of numerous other Russian children's books with talking animals. Pavel Shumilov wrote loosely connected fantasy/SF stories about intelligent dragons, Dragon's Tales, online between November 1994 and January 1998. In 1999 they were all published as 4 books, The Lone Dragon, The Dragon of the Congo Castle, To Become a Dragon, and Caravan of the Dead. Where did the dragon come from that can fly, and not fly, feeds like a man, who eats everything, and is practically immortal? Something is just right. Take the genius of genetics, throw in a parallel universe, give him the necessary tools, and take 10 years of his life. And life on Earth, stuck in the Middle Ages, explodes. The Church is suffering defeat after defeat, jousting has replaced expeditions into space, and one lone dragon is the beginning of a whole race of winged wise men. Publisher's synopsis of The Lone Dragon: in The Dragon of the Congo Castle, a spaceman and a dragon team up to rescue a damsel in distress on an alien planet. In To Become a Dragon, a man wonders where so many flying dragons suddenly came from. And in Caravan of the Dead, well, the synopsis is all about 2 men in a women's slave market. No dragons are mentioned at all, though there certainly is one on the cover. Vladimir Vasilev, or Vasiliev, and Anna Leif have co-authored 3 SF novels with semi-animal characters. In Going Into the Night, imagine a world where there is no night, only blue and red days changing from one to the other. And there are lycanthropes, who on one day look like humans, and on the other day like beasts. The humans remember nothing about the beast time, nor the beasts of the human. 2 and NBSP such outcasts have to go far away to the fabulous Unarina, Stone Forest. During the red days, a girl with a wolf goes there, while during the blue days it's a man and a big cat. They will meet a lot of adversity and adventure on this way, away to the Stone Forest, and on the way to themselves. From Vasilev's website. In Lupine Nature, and the Beast in All of Us, the duology, Lupine Nature, and the Beast in All of Us, is rather like a espionage novel in an unfamiliar entourage. On Earth, where by a strange whim of nature not the primates, but the descendants of cynoids, dogs, became intelligent. The world followed the biological way of development, but in the end came to mechanical technologies. The world, where people are as diverse as dogs in our world. There are no murders, murderers simply go insane, because several hundred years ago all humanity was genetically modified, and stripped of all aggressiveness. And it comes out that in Siberia there are true wolves, predators, for whom killing is as natural as breathing. All the world's special services begin hunting them, events unfold in a way that makes unknown, who will turn out to be a merciless beast, meek humans, or predatory wolves. The 2 novels were first published separately, then in a combined edition. Shumilov, Pavel. The S.L.O.V.E. O.D.R.A.K.O.N.Y.E. Slavo Dracon series. Shumilov, Pavel. O.D.E.N.O.K.I.I.K.A.T.K.I.D.R.A.K.O.N. Odinokidi Dracon. Center Polygraph, 1999, 459 pages. Contains the Lone Dragon O.D.E.N.O.K.I.I.K.A.T.K.I.D.R.A.K.O.N. and the last of the Sovereigns P.O.S.L.Y.E.D.N.I.K.A.T.K.I.P.O.M.E.L.I.T.E.L.Y.E.R.I. Shumilov, Pavel. There Dracon Center Polygraph, 1999, 508 pages. Contains the long forgotten planet Dea and the dragon of the Congo Castle Dea-Ka-O-N-Z-A-M-Ka-Ka-O-N-G-O-M-E. Shumilov, Pavel. Stat Draconum. Center Polygraph, 1999, 491 pages. Contains To Become a Dragon Stateriderakonom, and Shards of Eden Oskalkaedema. Shumilov, Pavel. Karaman Mertvitsov, Center Polygraph, 1999, 489 pages. Contains Go and Catch a Falling Star Idee, Peoikabatkoyema Ikabatkoyesmeouzemeyezedeu, Caravan of the Dead, Caravan, and Adam, and Eve, to Adamia, to Vasilum, Vladimir and Lai, Anna, Edeushka, Yemenoke, Eri, Idashi, Minok, Terra, January 1999, 542 pages. Vasilum, Vladimir and Lai, Anna, Meolke, Eri, Anna, Terra, Molkia, Natura, Ast, 1999, 384 pages. Vasilum, Vladimir and Lai, Anna, Zemeyer Yeri Meka Jedeoemi Zenas, Zedmer, Vikashdomiznas, Ast, 2,382 pages. Vasilum, Vladimir and Lai, Anna, Meolke Yeri Aena Tenera, Molkia Natura, Slash Zemeyer Yeri Meka Jedeoemi Zenas, Zedmer, Vikashdomiznas, Ast, 2,005, 606 pages. South African Raccoon Browlive and Human Two both say that there are no South African furry novels, in Afrikaans, or English. Human Two has moved to America and written his own, in English, Chronicles of Solo, Moments Away, formerly available from Lulu Press. Spanish. Well, it looks like this article is written just in time to get these 2011 editions, and by a furry author and artist, Angel Black Wolf and Siegfried Sick Schneider. If I'm reading Black Wolf's Deviant Art page correctly, he wrote Savage Spirit in 2004, but I can't find any record that it was published until 2011. They say that legends are just that, legends. Not to be ignored, because they are stories that are intended to attract attention. But, what if some are not just stories, and before you know it, you're in the midst of reality? Many fight against their own personality, against sanity, and common sense. Others, on the contrary, give in to force, and enjoy the trip. In Your Hands is one of those rare cases, where fantasy, reality and dreams are intertwined to such an extent that its protagonist must think, and decide, so far. Black Wolf has also written the two-volume Dragon's Blood, the first, of which is, or was, available in English, in both regular, and, special, editions, but the second volume does not seem to be, yet. The second volume of The Adventures of the Young Werewolf Angel Black Wolf, and his companions. The group formed by Angel and company finally prepares to embark on their trip across the length and breadth of the world. All hope to find the necessary answers to all their questions and concerns, although none of them, as you can imagine, realize the magnitude of what they will encounter. The last of their number will return to its rightful place. The special edition includes the second chapter of a parallel story, Dragon's Blood, Al-Shearer. I admit to being confused by the different number of pages in the different editions of Dragon's Blood, No. 2, and of Savage Spirit. There is a Dragon's Blood art book that reprints Schneider's small black and white illustrations from No. 1 in full pages, and in color, plus collaborations with other artists. It is without text, and with a title in English, but the Lulu.com catalog lists it as, in Spanish, so I have included it here. There are two further titles that, from their pagination, are trade paperback and Kindle editions of furry individual short stories, or novelettes, which I am omitting. Black Wolf, Angel. Sanga the Dragon. No. 2. Lulu.com, June 2009, 235 pages. Black Wolf, Angel. Sanga the Dragon. No. 2. Regular edition. Lulu.com, April 2011, 328 pages. Black Wolf, Angel. Sanga the Dragon. No. 2. U.S. Residence Edition, Lulu.com, April 2011, 355 pages. Black Wolf, Angel. Sanga the Dragon 2, Edition Special. Illustrated by Siegfried Schneider. Lulu.com, July 2011, 234 pages, hardcover. Black Wolf, Angel. Sanga the Dragon 2, Edition Special. Illustrated by Siegfried Schneider. Lulu.com, July 2011, 256 pages, trade paperback. Black Wolf, Angel. Espiritu Salvage. Illustrated by Siegfried Schneider. Lulu.com, May 2011, 658 pages. Black Wolf, Angel. Espiritu Salvage, Mercy on Del Director. Illustrated by Siegfried Schneider. Bubok, May 2011, 803 pages. Black Wolf, Angel. Espiritu Salvage, Mercy on Del Director. Illustrated by Siegfried Schneider. Lulu.com, July 2011, 345 pages, trade paperback. Black Wolf, Angel. Espiritu Salvage, Mercy on Del Director. Illustrated by Siegfried Schneider. Lulu.com, August 2011, 366 pages, hardcover. Black Wolf, Angel. Dragon's Blood Art Book. All art. Lulu.com, August 2011, 46 pages. Swedish. Two novels with furry characters that have never been translated into English are Virgin Planet and The Golden Leap, both by Bertil Martinsson. They are very similar to James Cameron's movie Avatar, as many Swedish fans have noted, about humans coming to the planet Matak, aka Catworld, to mine the rare metal Fear Plus, and trying to exploit its blue felinoid natives. When the unsuccessful academic Sefram Ibrahim is offered a job as organic overseer on a world named Matak, the wait to get there is not hard. His thoughts are entirely on the myth of idealism on a virgin world. He does not even listen to the cautionary words of Vitriolic, the large sexy she-cat of the cat world. But he is forced against his will to realize that what is happening in fact is a terrible exploitation of a rich world's resources. Sefram tries to stop the environmental destruction without realizing the forces that he is up against, influential people, who are prepared to continue exploitation until there is nothing left on the planet. Virgin Planet shows, once again, that Bertil Martinsson is Sweden's leading SF author. The Golden Leap, published 10 years later, is actually a prequel telling of the first human settlement of Matak. Mikael and Jennifer are on their way to planet ZQ9001 for their new life. They are part of a large group of emigrants, who are leaving the tired Earth to seek paradise. And ZQ9001 seems to be precisely this paradise. A planet filled with endless forests, far savannas, and above all no people. But ZQ9001 differs from all other planets colonized by man. There is in fact intelligent life, perhaps even more intelligent than human beings. A kind of gigantic cats had lived for thousands of years in total balance with their environment. Their lives concentrated around the hunting requirements of cooperation, and around humility before mathematics or magic. This life is, however, in direct conflict with human selfishness and greed. So how can people and cats ever be able to cooperate on ZQ9001? This is an exciting and readable story of the human first meeting with an extraterrestrial intelligence. Bertil Martinsson has created a beautiful and light race with feline intelligence. It could be said that cats are all that man should be, humble, cooperative, considerate and intelligent. This tale makes transparent how humankind really is a mixture of both good and bad faith. Martinsson, Bertil. Jungfrulig Planet. Enframtidsroman. Illustrated by Hans Arnold. Burkhard Bock Verlag AB, 1977, 253 pages. Martinsson, Bertil. Detgelin Sprangit. Roman. Niblum, 1987, 295 pages. Other non-English. It is convenient that almost all of these can be ordered from international online booksellers or publishers today, many in e.book editions. But what about books in Chinese, Danish, Greek, Hebrew, Hindi, or India's 21 other official languages, Italian, Japanese, Portuguese, Czech, Armenian? There must be more foreign furry novels than these that have no English language editions yet. Does anyone know of any? Other English. If I had written this article 20 years ago, I would have included English language books published outside of the USA. Amazon.co.uk started in late 1998, and British books have become well publicized in America, making it easy to find out about and mail order British furry books. But until recently there was no way to get English language furry books published in Australia, Canada, Ireland, or New Zealand, like The Canadian Raven's End, A Tale from the Canadian Rockies, by Ben Gadd, Douglas Gibson Book/McClelland and Stewart, February 2001, 347p, or The Irish Song of the River, by Soin Clally, Poolbeg/Beacon Books, June 1995, 137 and NBSPP, which were unknown in the US and not available through Amazon.co.uk. During the 1980s to early 2000s, I spent a lot of time tracking these down and trying to mail order them from their publishers or national bookshops, which usually did not accept American dollars and wanted payment only in their own national currencies. For one example, The Australian Teeth of the Storm, by Rick Wilkinson, Allen and Unwin, Australia, January 2000, Roman 4 and NBSP Plus, 208p, reviewed in YARF, #65, July 2002. Fortunately, today almost all these books have US or British editions, and there is also the edition of Amazon.car for Canada in 2002, and Amazon.co.uk now includes Irish books, which can be easily ordered. The first Australian furry novel, Dot and the Kangaroo, by Ethel C. Pedley, illustrated by F.P. Matheny, published in London, Burley, November 1899, 109 plus 20 art plates, p. Had many Australian editions throughout the 20th century, but did not have an American edition until about 10 years ago, but it now has many thanks to electronic and print-on-demand editions of public domain books. One New Zealand novel does not seem to have been reprinted elsewhere yet, but it probably will be soon, since the novel to which it is a sequel, Peak of the Moon, Collins, Auckland, July 1981, 381 p, advertised as the best-selling novel of 1981, an instant classic, was published in Britain in 2008. Temple, Philip. Dark of the Moon. Penguin Books, Auckland, September 1993, 287 pages. My thanks to the many international fans and scholars who answered my call for information about furry novels in their languages, in particular to Dr. John A. Lent and Pollard for negative information about Southeast Asian titles, and Raccoon Browlive and Human 2 for negative information about South African titles, to Keys Van Thorn for helping me to identify Dutch titles, to Karen Paragraph and Eos Fox for helping with German titles, to Ars, Opka, and Simba for helping with Russian titles, to Vicent, Skiffy, Patino for helping with Spanish titles, and to Aravid and Gome, Bio, for helping with Swedish titles, and to Dag Fromhold for sending me a copy of his book, now in a 2010 second printing. Fox Stories is still available directly from Fromhold. The price for the attractive and illustrated book including shipping to the US is €19.00. Purchasers can pay via PayPal to bombwolf@gmx.de and include the address they would like to have the book shipped to. Alternatively, they can just contact Caroline, Alpha Kai, Bombwolf, or Fromhold via e.mail, shadowfox@foxes.de. Paragraph, and I am still recommending Karen's long out-of-print English translation of his Curry of the River story for Prime Special, July 2001, 451 pages, as one of the finest furry novels that I have ever read, and long overdue for a new edition.